Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with a District Director for Farm Bureau, Alan Burt. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for inviting me in.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming by Farm Bureau. We check in once a month. Lately, it has been our good friend Alan Burt with us. So you said before we came on air here that this is kind of the time that Farm Bureau does their membership drive. So first, tell me, what are some things that you have personally really feel like is a great thing as somebody that's been a Farm Bureau member for many years, you get as a benefit being a member?
Sure. Well, everyone likes to put a value on something, whether it's a gallon of gas and how many miles we get to the gallon, or whether it's going to the movies for so many dollars and we entertain ourselves for 2.5 hours. But I'm going to put a value on Farm Bureau, and that is that here in Marshall County, our Farm Bureau membership is $40, and for that $40, we get many, many benefits, too many for me to even go through, but just a couple. First of all, you get probably the biggest one would be Farm Bureau is really focused on property taxes. And we're not working just, the Farm Bureau doesn't work just for farmers on property taxes. They work for everyone up and down Main Street, every house in Marshall Town, every house in Marshall County, whether it's in the rural or the urban area. And we're just working for property taxes and holding property taxes down as low as possible, because the property taxes is not really considered a consumer tax. It's not like the sales tax. The sales tax, you can choose whether to do a certain or buy a certain product, but property taxes are assessed based on your value of your property. So again, that's not a tax that we can really discretion.
Okay. Well, how can people go about learning more about Farm Bureau and becoming a member?
Well, that's the best thing to do would be to contact maybe someone that you know is a Farm Bureau member, or call our Farm Bureau office here in Marshalltown at 641-753-6637. And hopefully a lady would answer and help you get signed up. But $40, you think about that, and this is the way I look at it. I go to 4 Farm Bureau meetings in Marshall County a year, only 4. And they always serve something to eat, because the Farm Bureau is based on the 3 E's, which is you eat, most importantly, you educate, and then you entertain. So the 3 E's of a meeting, and it's always there. So again, back to $40. If I go to a Farm Bureau meeting 4 times and I eat a pizza or a Made Right or something, and it's worth $10, I just do that 4 times and I have my membership paid for. So yeah. There you go, Zach. What do you think of that?
Well, I think another thing you've talked about a lot when you've come in here is just community as well. You know, you're better together. And especially when it comes to things like legislation, when it comes to things like property taxes and having that voice, the larger community has a larger voice.
That's right. And again, not everyone in your listening area can go to Des Moines and talk to our representatives or our senators. And so if you would want to join the Farm Bureau, we can be your voice in Des Moines and represent you. And so that's a great opportunity, because farmers and people that live here on Main Street, we're good at what we do, but maybe we aren't as good represent ourselves in Des Moines. And that's why Farm Bureau is a great value for $40.
Yeah. So Alan Burt, a district director for Farm Bureau, volunteer, but that district director role, you oversee multiple counties then here kind of in Central Iowa, right? And just kind of help out and listen to their concerns and things like that.
That is correct. And it, you know, my counties that I represent range from Grundy County in the northeast to Greene County, which is Jefferson in the west. And then I go down to Adel, which is in Dallas County. So I range around. I also go all the way to Webster County, which is Fort Dodge. So I have three counties that I have to travel about an hour and a half. But that gives me time, sometimes, usually by myself, to just think about what do I want to say? What message do I want to portray to those county leaders when I meet with them once a month? And it's all, and my cup is always, I'm always a half full kind of a guy. What is the positive part? Well, you know, we farmers so often talk about weather, and we're sitting in a really good place right now. Our soil is so conditioned and ready for planting coming up in a very short time. We have adequate moisture, and we're really looking forward to a great growing season coming up.
Okay, so weather, you just said we're doing good. The snow that came in over the weekend, how do we feel about the snow at this time of year?
Well, I think that we know that it's kind of just a little nick in our armor. Or like the Tin Man says, you know, maybe I just need a little bit of oil. Well, the snow that we just got is just kind of slowing our thoughts down and showing that really Mother Nature is still in charge. And so we were really progressing rapidly, quickly this spring. And you see, the weather changes in a couple days, and it puts us right back to winter, and we still got a little bit winter left.
But we do want some of the moisture, right? The snow, when it melts and gets into the ground, we do want that moisture.
Yes, and our tiles are running. So I have a tile that I specifically look at that tells me when our soil profile is full of water, and it is full of water. The tile that I watch is running.
Okay, so we've got, if memory serves me right, I feel like it's end of April is kind of when people want to start getting their seeds in the ground. So what are we doing right now as farmers, or what are we going to be seeing as we're taking those long drives on the highway out in the field? What's kind of going on?
Sure. Well, Zach, I mean, good questions for people driving up and down to the road. First of all, I just want to say that in just 4 weeks, 5 weeks, it's going to be the optimum time to plant corn and soybeans in Iowa. And according to the, we're going to plant according to the conditions, and hopefully the calendar and the conditions are working together favorably. But we're going to be sending a lot of tractors up and down the road, and people that are going to be tending to or offering support for those farmers up and down the road. And so you're going to see a lot of that activity. A lot of work was done last fall prior to the spring. And so those are all good things. A lot of fertilizer has been put on, and the farmers are they'll be ready when the time says go.
So is it more towards planting, or is it now when we're prepping the fields when we're going to see some of those slow moving vehicles out on our highways?
Well, those are good questions, and it's never too late to always talk about safety. But again, those tractors are going to start going up and down the road starting the 1st of April, and they'll proceed through the summer through the 4th of July. That's kind of the window. And so, yes, they're going to start in early April. The planting will go on towards the end of April. And then from there till the 4th of July, you'll have those slow sprayers and things like that going up and down the road. And so, you know, safety is just such a big thing. We can't talk about it enough.
Yeah. You know, what would you say to drivers that may come across those slow moving tractors? How should they handle that situation?
Well, you know, that brings up a really good point. There's a Farm Bureau in northern Iowa, in Cerro Gordo County, that have implemented into their driver's safety training education curriculum. They bring in a combine in the fall, and they bring in a tractor with some large implements in the spring, and then they put the drivers, the 14-year-old, the 15-year-old drivers that are learning to drive and get their permit, they're putting those young people in a vehicle and just showing them how massive these pieces of equipment are, and so that when they pull out to pass, that they can visualize it in their mind, how big this is and how long it takes to get around.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you see that triangle, orange triangle, red triangle on the back of a vehicle. They're not going to be going any faster. And I believe it's 30 miles per hour. So you might see them on that two-lane highway and catch up to them real quick. So the best bet is to slow down. I always like to wave at them, too. And if they wave back, that means they've seen me, at least. And that big vehicle is not going to hit me.
Zach, we need more drivers like you. Maybe you want to take over the driver's education.
I wish Kyle was here so bad for you to say that in front of him, because I give him a hard time. He waves people through stop signs, yeah. And I'm like, no, take your turn, please, take your turn. But, yeah, I'm all about driver safety. Let's be out there on the road. So,
well, Alan, good.
I appreciate you stopping by again and talking a little driver safety and what it takes to be a Farm Bureau member. Best place to go to learn more about Farm Bureau.
Sure, right? Just go to, let's see, I guess you could go to a website. Farm Bureau, IFBF, Iowa Farm Bureau Federation, or you could call our Farm Bureau office here in Marshall County at 753-6637.
Awesome. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate you stopping by.